This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
He replies before he wiggles his fingers and takes in the sight of his Fleshmeister touching him languidly.
Fleshmeister?
Languidly?
Catsup?
Five hearts of passion cry out for justice. Shugo Fen Fikushan Sentai Fuketsuna Ranger.
Let's go!
Working at the popular Shin Nihonko TV station, these five courageous humans wage a never-ending battle against the evil Boar Dom, a villain with a penchant for bad grammar and a fetish for deviancy.
We fight with the real good horn. Happy Time Start Story over at
But who are these brave warriors that cannot be stopped even by Kevlar bullets or sand?
Phuket Magenta!
Synergist Wizard, Chin Chin Echi!
A fight is what you get when you violence!
Phuket Pinku!
The Refuse Artisan, Toyota Hanzo!
I cannot believe the perfectly good things people flush down!
Phuket to Purple!
The Dwisney Veering, Tori Jury!
Female! Square Boots! Action Figure!
Phuket the Ocean Water!
The Cable Dog, Keiburu Inukaisui!
My name is Recursive.
And the leader, Phuket Crimson. The Pruning Decimator, Hamada Koto.
I am the greatest hero. My name is Justice. Justice is my remaining testicle.
With the ever-present threat of Boar Dom and the legions of his Gram Army, they hard fight and make the world safe for puppies and sea cucumbers.
We need to summon the King Supreme Megazord now!
Kingly ass combined.
Supremely chest breast combined.
Magni dick combined.
I guess I'll be the acne again.
And I'll form everything else.
Shoot all the things.
I've got my 12-year-old whiskey. I've got some watermelon Perrier. I'm doing all right. Minergy.
It has been too long since I've watched Power Thirst. Them's was memes before memes was memes.
SCP-1981-J.
Oh, you're still reading SCP. So you're basically just reading SCPs and posting from Know Your Memes these days.
Basically, yeah. 81J-1 is to be kept in a lonely world. Once a year, it is to be escorted by a contingent of agents from MTF ETA 10, Perry's Pipers, onto a midnight train going to any destination.
Come on!
1981J2 is to be contained in South Detroit, where it was born and raised.
Really?
It is also to be escorted by MTF ETA 10 onto the midnight train going to any destination.
You know, I wonder if David's even listened to the episode where we read about Kaminari fucking a Hot Pocket.
Of course he hasn't.
I don't think he listens to our show at all.
No.
You mean even while we're doing it?
Yeah.
Especially while we're doing it.
He just somehow is coincidentally is pretending to have a conversation, and for the last 4.5 years it has just kind of made sense.
Sure.
Kringus Grungus.
Hello, Danny.
Jesus Christ, dog. What the fuck are you doing?
You thought it was my dog, but really it was Logan's.
I thought it was Danny. Turns out it's actually Goku.
It can't be Lash. She's too busy snoring.
Wait, who's too busy snoring now?
Laza.
Oh. Well, let me go up and just yell at her. No, I'll play Steamed Hams and wake her up.
Bing bong.
Woof, 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 woof. We were outside in the backyard yesterday, and Val was having trouble trying to bring Laza in.
Mm-hmm.
So I go out,
and I play it on my phone, and she immediately runs into the house barking and goes to the front door.
I'm trained to do one thing.
Anyways, did David ever come back?
Yes, David is back.
No, I'm not. Don't lie.
David, what drink did you make for Judy?
I made her some whiskey and Pepsi.
Okay.
Wisepski.
A whipsiski.
Whipiski.
And what did you make, Logan?
I didn't make anything. I just poured some in a glass of what my customer at work brought me.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's tasty. It's good rum.
What kind of rum is it again?
Bamboo XO.
Bambuzo.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Valerie, Sean, and we're going to read a story called Kingdom Farts.
Hang on. You told us that you were going to tell us about all the ways that you are physically decrepit.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So let's start off with December of last year, me going to the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack, but it ended up just being my reflux jumping from a 2 to about a 9. And then getting medication that just made it worse. So that was great. Then I couldn't drink for a while because every time I would have a sip of alcohol, it would just cause my stomach to erupt.
Kapow.
3 or 4 weeks ago, during the LAN party, I ended up getting potassium so low they were surprised I was still conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So emergency drip for that. And then about a week prior to that, I started getting anomalous pains in my left pec, my lower back, and between my shoulder blades, which I'm now doing physical therapy for. And then about a week and a half ago, I was apparently constipated for the last 3 months, they found out.
Yeah, partially constipated.
Steve, are you just not shitting every day?
No. I'm shitting every day, but I wasn't shitting out enough shit, so the traffic kept backing up like 695 during rush hour. Cars are still exiting the highway, but more cars are piling up behind it, so it just keeps getting worse and worse. And now I have to go to a cardiologist tomorrow, so hooray, I'm still alive right now.
Somehow.
God, you are decrepit.
It's either that or Val is slowly poisoning Steve-O.
No.
Oh no, I don't need to. It's too much effort.
Sounds like Steve-O is slowly poisoning himself by holding his shit in.
Yeah.
But I'm not holding my shit in. I'm trying my...
Well, the doctors say you are.
Well, no, the doctor literally said, and Val can attest to this, you're full of shit, dude.
There was no dude, but it was pretty much it, yeah.
Steve-O is just turning into a shit mummy.
Yep.
I'm trying to send an eviction notice by using, what is it called, Miralax?
Yeah.
When you have 7 different brands of laxatives that you're trying to see which one works. Ugh, old people problems. But now can we talk about Kingdom Farts?
No, because you're constipated.
Yeah, you aren't going to be doing very much farting.
Oh my goodness, he farted so much. It was a whole bunch of loud, nasty smelling farts too. I hated it.
Well, duh. Unless you're the author of the story, you probably wouldn't have liked it. So this is Kingdom Farts, and I will be starting the reading tonight.
Good.
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 Good. Good.
Kingdom Farts.
Good.
Genre, FFFM. Author, Closet Fetishist. Last updated, 12/20/2009. Words, 1/1/27. Rating, mature.
Almost my birthday.
Your birthday is before or after?
After.
Okay, so the 29th?
Yeah.
Nice. The world of fantasy isn't always a fantasy. Ain't that the fucking truth? Chapter 1, Kingdom Farts. You will? Sora asks excitedly. Kairi nods cutely. Sora races to her for a hug and a peck on the lips. Mwah. That's awesome! Well, I figure we spend almost every moment together anyways. Why not just make it official? She said with a smile. We gotta celebrate! He says as he runs off, cell phone to his ear. Kairi laughs sweetly. Logan, give me your sweetest laugh.
Oh. I wouldn't say that was a sweet laugh. That was, like, bitter. And it sounds like you're hiding something.
I am hiding something.
Logan, where did you put the body?
I've been slowly feeding it to you since January. That's why you're so stopped up.
Oh, fuck off. The two had started dating 4 years ago, but Kairi would never commit to a relationship. She had been hurt before and, as a result, developed trust issues that are seen publicly as shyness. Kairi, on a particularly vulnerable night, allowed Sora to share her bed, and he comforted her sweetly through the night without ever trying to get on her. Okay.
What about under?
She appreciated his restraint and finally felt she had found a man worthy of her intelligence, beauty, and her sexuality. Sora arranges a party inviting all the inhabitants of Destiny Island to come and celebrate Kairi and Sora's commitment to each other. Hey guys, can celebrate! I found somebody who will tolerate me!
Well, I mean, isn't that what you did?
Yeah, it's called marriage.
Steve, what are you doing over here?
I just got back from work, Val. I don't want to do anything.
But Steve...
No, I'm constipated.
Fox humor. It's just like they always say. You watch Fox once and you're damned for all eternity.
Nearly everyone is there. Parties are few and far between on Destiny Island, so when there is one, people tend to flock to it in droves. Kairi, the guys and me are gonna go swimming. Can I give you my phone? Sure, be careful. You know me, Sora says, kissing her before he runs off. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yes.
Kairi replies, chuckling to herself and waving at Sora when he turns to look at her. He blows her a kiss and mouths, I love you.
Dave, give me a chuckle.
Hardy, more hardy.
Oh.
Deeper hardy, like the fat guy on the front cover of a marinara sauce. Perfect. Kairi believes it. Sora's phone vibrates. Kairi looks down to see it's a text message from Selfie. It was odd a partier like her was not at this event. Kairi, with just a hint of hesitance, hit read on the phone. To Sora. From Selfie. Subject. Blank.
Math.
Message.
Blank.
Gym.
Wanna go to the gym? Get swole.
Social studies.
Hey. can you come over tonight? Kairi, feeling rage fill her sense, drops the phone and immediately heads in the direction of Selfie's house. Sora emerges from the water a few minutes later, find his phone lying in the sand and Kairi nowhere to be found. He picks it up and looks at the last message. Oh no!
Oh no!
It's like one of those nightmares where everywhere you turn, it's a different person saying, oh no!
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no! He exclaims and also runs to Selfie's house. I'm so glad you... Oh, Kairi. Hey, how are you? Doing pretty good. You mind if I come in? No, not at all. No. I haven't talked to you in forever. It'll be nice to catch up. Absolutely. Thanks.
What about catsup?
Next up is Val.
Is that my permission?
Ketchup or catsup?
Ketchup? Catsup. Ketchup? Catsup.
All right. Ketchup? Go ahead, Val.
Catsup.
Sir, I think you should come with us.
Are you here to solve my ketchup problem?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Val.
You sure you don't have any more story?
No, you're good.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to put on Trail of the Screaming Forehead now.
Ketchup?
Ketchup. That's weird because Trail of the Screaming Forehead was not nearly as good as The Last Skeleton of Kadavra.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah, it's a real movie, and it's really good.
Oh, it's also Larry Blamire.
It is. It's great because The Lost Skeleton is basically me. Stop all that whining. It's making me uncomfortable.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's a tall, loud dude.
That's also a thing it is.
Yes, Val.
That's
you
your problem.
Val?
That's your problem, not mine. I sleep
Val,
now.
No!
Kairi proceeds to the couch and takes a seat. Selfie sits almost uncomfortably close to her. So, what brings you here? Selfie asks. Well, I was in the neighborhood, and I was just wondering if perhaps you were fucking Sora. What?
Wow, that just shot from zero to unsubtle.
I mean, yes.
You heard me.
That's fine.
Are you fucking Sora?
I don't see anything wrong.
I'm not saying you're fucking Sora, David. No.
David's fucking Sora?
Oh, no, don't tell people that. They might believe it.
Hold on, let me see what kind of Sora body pillows.
I'm going to post it on Facebook.
No, my grandma reads my Facebook, and I love my grandma.
Very unfortunate for her.
Don't be like that, Logan. I'm serious.
Wait a minute! No, no, Bruno, I looked up Sora body pillow. Why is your second result a Stalin body pillow?
Wow.
Why isn't the first result the Stalin body pillow? Who wants to go for a mustache ride indeed?
I want a body pillow of Hide the Pain Herald.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Especially with a Shutterstock watermark on the cover.
Oh, God.
No, Steve, don't.
Why are you so bad?
A lot of reasons.
You heard me. Are you fucking Sora? Have you had sex with him?
Can you give her, like, a sassy Irish lilt?
No.
Okay.
I can't do voices. You know that. I can't do accents. I already have trouble with my own accent.
English?
Yes.
Steve, her name is Selfie, not Selkie.
That too. All right. Can I?
Ketchup?
God damn it. Stop that.
It's really funny, though.
It's not. Not when you do it 27 times in a row.
I don't know. It's no business of yours, but yes. Yes, I fucked Sora. I fucked him until his eyes rolled back in his head.
Don't do that. They'll get stuck that way.
Not my problem. You bitch! Carrie says as she lunges at Selfie. The two grapple back and forth before Carrie finally sprinkles paralyzing powder on Selfie. Where did that come from? Why is there paralyzing powder?
She just keeps some of it.
Yeah, I guess. Just like some people keep chloroform on them.
What?
No.
That'll hold you. How could you do this? Do what? Have sex with Sora? He's mine. I love him and you soiled him. You turned him into this monstrous cheater. Me? You're the one that leaves him sexually ungratified nightly. He and I called you blue balls because he gets all excited as you get all flirty with him and then give him jack shit so he races over here and we fuck. Sora may love you, but he likes fucking me pretty well. Carrie is red with anger. You're gonna pay for this.
What? Why?
I don't know.
They didn't make it fully consensual, the polyamorous relationship.
Oh.
Which, if you're going to do polyamory, you absolutely have to make sure you have a lot of trust and communication and that everybody's okay with everything.
Yes, that is how that works.
Yes. Please, a little paralyzing powder. It'll wear off in another few minutes. Luckily, Carrie smiles an evil smile, that's all I need. Selfie watches as Carrie removes her pants and underwear. She cannot help but be a little turned on by Carrie's perfectly shaved, clean, and like new vagina.
Wait, what?
It's only got about 10,000 miles on it.
Yeah. It's practically new.
Yes, it's still in the drivetrain warranty.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, it still has the plastic wrap on it, that little film that you have to pull off after you buy it, right?
Yeah, still got that new car smell.
It's still got the new kick mats.
You know, honestly, I would probably be turned off from having sex with someone that has a vagina that has the new car smell.
You wouldn't be down to have sex with a vagina that has kick mats?
New car smells awful.
Depends on the materials you use. She slightly licks her lips lustfully. She's dying to finger herself. Excited, Selfie?
Wow.
Shut up. Selfie nods. Well,
ketchup or catsup?
That's enough.
You can't stop us.
Uh-oh, did my internet die?
No.
No. Steve-O's dead.
Why is Steve in the boo box?
Because the recording does. Oh shit, Craig is still going, so I still have
the material. Oh shit, all of our recordings are still going.
Yeah.
Steve-O, what the fuck?
See, this is what you do to yourself by requesting higher quality.
I thought you were going to say this is what you do to yourself when you let your shit get backed up this far.
Well, that's you.
Steve,
is that a DeLorean body pillow?
Yeah.
Nice.
Steve,
what?
You just have to have Val turn you upside down and pat you on the head like a ketchup bottle until it all pours out.
Wait, so how does that get the shit out of my butthole, Logan?
You're like a human ketchup bottle. It makes perfect sense. Pat on your head.
No, it really doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, your butthole is the opening for the ketchup.
I thought you were saying that she would flip me upside down and pat my butthole so my shit comes out my mouth.
No, pat your head. You can't hear because you're old and decrepit.
Ouch.
And there's shit in your ears.
Yeah, you shit in your ears.
Go ahead.
Well, I didn't know if you were done.
Ha ha.
He was making the ha-has.
Excited, Selfie? Selfie nods. Well, Let me get a little closer. Carrie approaches Selfie and lands her feet near her head. Like them, Carrie says as she lifts her foot and places it near Selfie's mouth. Selfie does as she is told, dutifully licking Carrie's pungently smelling feet. Good. Now let's see what else you can do. Please, please let me finger myself. No, this is your punishment. You are punishment for making my Sora unfaithful to me. Okay. Before Selfie can respond, Carrie sticks her petite little butt in Selfie's face. She sits for a while on the immobile girl, causing Selfie's air to lessen and lessen. She feels Selfie's head bob desperately in its seeking of oxygen. How to... Huh.
Allow me to demonstrate.
Please do.
Don't fart in the mic.
You're having a hard time.
Are you just blowing your nose?
Val, I love you, wife.
There you go.
Yeah, it was only the burp part at the end.
Ah! At last! Smell my fart, Selfie! Smell it! Selfie has little to say in the matter as her nose inhales the wretched gas greedily to survive. Carrie rises slightly. Say you'll stop seeing Sora.
All right, Logan.
So wait, this whole thing has just been leading up to Selfie being like...
Never! I will never!
But wait, no. I want to hear what David was going to go with that.
No, that was he had my reaction. Good job, Logan.
Kyrie interrupts with a... As she sits
back
down.
No, I need a better one than that.
Oh, come on, it's hard. It's hard to get the pitch right.
You just use your arm.
No, I'm using my hands. Because I want to modulate the pitch properly.
Yeah, you can do that with the arm.
Who did the squeaky one?
Me. That was me.
As she sits back down on Selfie, the smell is caught and hovers around Selfie's tortured nose. Kyrie continues to sit for seconds more. Selfie feels as though she's going to pass out. Finally, Kyrie rises again.
Say it! All right, just stop. I'll never.
The door bursts open with a crash. In charges in Sora. Kyrie sees this and finds this confirms all the rumors, and she is pissed. Sora is clearly as much to blame as this siren bitch. Kyrie grabs Selfie's head and shoves it into her ass crack as she sits up.
Oh, God, no!
Those farts are weak.
They're muffled by a human face, Val.
This is true. Well, David, we finally hit rock bottom.
All right, so I know I really commit to comedy because my computer screen and keyboard are now drenched. So you're welcome, people.
Wait, what?
You're welcome.
What happened, Dave?
He shit on his keyboard.
That juicy ass fart that I just did was real.
Well, now we're definitely going to have to replace the focus right. Selfie struggles uselessly as Kyrie holds her head tight in the crack of her ass till all her fight diminishes. Selfie has passed out.
What'd you do to her?
Sora asks pleadingly. Nothing compared to what I'm going to do to you. Kyrie races over and spears Sora into the wall.
Oh, wow. No.
It's a spear! As he slides down into a sitting position, Kyrie shoves her butt in his face.
She's Rikishi now.
Yep.
I gave him the stink face. By God, the stink face.
Oh, we need more farting, guys.
There's a juicy one. That sounded like a weed whack.
I trusted you, you stupid fucker. Why would you betray me? Sora felt dizzy and his head hurt like a motherfucker. Now he had horrid gas swirling around his nose.
Today's a no good, very bad, awful, terrible, deplorable day.
Kyrie kicked Sora in the balls hard.
Oh.
And released another fart. God damn it.
That's the tiny, squeaky one.
Yep.
Ah, nice. Inhale of my little butt
that
friend.
One, oh, wait, roll it back. That one sounded like you were alone in your room and ripping a fart, and then somebody opened the door and you had to stop.
What kind of...
You have weird, weird fascinations with the very differences between farts.
Ah, nice.
I thought you were going to say, ah, nice.
Nice.
Sora could not fight back. He just had to inhale their cabbagey emissions that surrounded him.
Ew.
He quickly passes out from all the putrid gas. He wakes up in his hut on Destiny Island. He tries to rise, but realizes he is chained down. He looks right and sees Selphie chained to the wall.
Ooh, my.
Kairi walks in. Oh, good. You're awake. I just had a killer breakfast. Beans and vegetables. Your nose is going on a ride. Sora's eyes go wide as Kairi mounts the bed. An ominous shadow casts over him.
Moving on to the next one. Do we want to do Disney or do we want to do Soul Eater?
We just did Disney. Let's do Soul Eater.
All right. David, you are up reading this story. Dressed to Impress by WB Trash King, parentheses, fan nerd.
Steve, you post this, but you only cheated yourself. You didn't grow. You didn't improve.
No!
You took a shortcut and gained nothing. You experienced a hollow victory. Nothing was risked. Nothing was gained.
Yeah, I know.
It's sad you don't know the difference.
I am not sorry for the propagation of that.
No, that meme is fucking gold. That's a fucking stupid trash take that you shouldn't have.
I know.
Let people play the games that they buy their own way. Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
They ain't hurting you. You go fuck off. Anyway, this is a show called Friday Night Fan Fiction, and today we're reading Dressed to Impress.
This is announcing this to everybody else, or are you just doing this to you because you only just now mentally started tuning in?
You call him A, call him B. I'll let you do the own ratios in your head there, dear listener. But today's episode is Dressed to Impress, which is a Soul Eater fanfic, the genre of and yes, it's explicit. So let's dive right in and see what we got. Summary. It's funny because people always seem to think of Maka as innocent and guileless. She's always been the more forward of the two of them, and that holds true in all aspects of their relationship.
Ooh.
Chapter 1. Dressed to Impress. Currently, Soul hates his girlfriend. The feeling is Faustius, of course. He could never hate Maka. She had rescued him from a shitty home life and elevated his status among demon weapons to the highest level. He's nothing but thankful for his Meister, even on the days when she nags at him for ages and he just grumbles back at her. Today, however, he feels rather justified in his frustrations. Maka is wearing a sweeping one piece that's creamy white, skin tight, and the sheer lace showcasing her sides displays that she doesn't have any underwear on. God damn it! He's been trying really hard not to stare, but now Maka has noticed that he's been looking. So she lowers her lashes back at Soul every time their eyes meet. They're at a dinner function. One of the...
Wait, 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 hold on. Soul Eater, the character's name as well as the name of the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really dumb.
No. He's a weapon.
Yeah, he's a weapon. He's a Death Scythe.
Yeah.
But not a Gundam, so don't do that.
When are we going to watch G Gundam?
I like G Gundam. Shut up.
G Gundam's good.
I said, when are we going to watch
it? Great. Logan, yeah, let's watch G Gundam.
Yeah, let's watch G Gundam without Sean.
No, it was Sean who asked, so wait a minute.
I asked because I wanted to watch it with you.
Oh. Yeah, so you automatically assume somebody brings it up, it's negative, and then you
no,
didn't
no, it
remember.
Sounded like he said...
Yeah, I did also hear...
Like, we both heard it, so...
Man, fuck you guys!
Dude! No, Sean, I'm on your side!
Dude, my bad, dude. All right,
your internet
off,
sucks. Get over it.
Wow.
You know what?
Oh, did he just boobox himself?
Hold on a second. Sean, buddy, it's okay. You can spoon with me tonight.
Okay.
All right, great. All right, we figured this out. Val, you're sleeping on the sofa. Sean's sleeping in the bed with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Val. It's just for tonight.
I'm going to spoon with Laza.
That's fine. Logan, or damn it, I was going to say Logan and I are going to stay up watching G Gundam. Sorry,
you
Sean.
Know what? Fuck you.
And there he goes again.
Come back.
My baby, come back.
My delicate little spoon, come back.
Hey, Logan, what's your favorite G Gundam?
Oh my god.
I like the one where he says Shining Finger.
Oh, dude, that's a real good one. My favorite is when he goes, a Burning Finger, which is more powerful than Shining Finger.
That's so dumb.
So is G Gundam.
Shut up. G Gundam rules.
No, it straight up rules. Don't get me wrong, but it is dumb. Logan, you have to admit how dumb G Gundam is.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
No, you're dumb.
G Gundam dumb.
I bet you like SD Gundam too.
Look, it's all right, Logan. We'll just watch Mazinger Z.
Dave, have you ever noticed that the first episode of G Gundam and the first episode of Outlaw Star are the same?
Yes, I have. I think it would be Outlaw Star that copied G Gundam because G Gundam came out in 95, I think.
When did Outlaw Star come out?
97?
Can we keep reading in the meantime?
Yeah. All right, G Gundam.
Catch up?
Cats up.
Domo and Kashu stepped out of the cockpit, his skin-tight Gundam suit clinging to his bulge, and only his bulge. He had took every other part of it off. He said Shining Finger, but instead meant it as a sex act.
This just explodes.
Rain stepped into the picture. She was like, oh boy, fucking that's what my puss needs. Give it to me right now, big boy. But then Master Asia attacks and nothing happens for like 4 episodes.
Okay.
What the fuck?
What?
I'm looking at what Pope Sloth posted. I'm like, what?
Ignore it, Dave. Ignore it. You got an attention span.
Anyway, yes, I do have an attention span. It's not very good. Numerous summer parties to welcome new students to the academy and show off a bit. Sol himself is wearing a wine red button-down with a top button undone, as well as a crisp white waistcoat and matching pants, but he feels decidedly more formal than his Meister looks. Maka looks like she came to snap necks, and she succeeded, amazingly so.
What if she just came? I would like that.
Don't you snap next when you come?
Not always, usually because it's only Steve-O and I.
We're not all dolphins.
Well, hold on, let me make this another Simpsons joke. Chicken necks? She bites her lips, and the next time her green eyes roam to Sol's face and Sol holds back a whine. Damn her. They should be at home, undressing each other with looks like those being exchanged. Instead, here they are, surrounded by a thrall of young weapons and Meisters that ooh and ah at the final death scythe and the equally famous senior technician Maka Alburn.
All right, Val, I need an ooh.
Oh.
Sean, I need an ah.
Ah.
You guys both suck.
They both had all the fun sucked out of them.
Fine.
You know what the best awe was? From episode 28 of G Gundam when Domon Kashu was very scared that he was going to lose the Gundam.
Oh, you mean the one where the repo man came to repossess the G Gundam?
Yes. He was like, you missed your last 5 payments on your Gundam there, Domon.
Domon.
Because he doesn't know how to say his name. He's from the Bronx. I'm looking for a Domon Kosher.
I take offense to that name.
But he's kosher, you shouldn't.
Musashi Gundo is the best anime $11.99 can produce.
It doesn't sound like it would be good.
Like, that is one of the most scathing backhanded compliments I have ever seen.
It's like, buy the entire series and all of the figures for $14.99 plus shipping.
Ooh.
Where were we? Senior technician. When Maka is called to the stage to show off a few moves, another frequently used party trick at the academy, Sol gamely sidles over to her. Kid prattles on about the history of the school before their demonstration. Sol murmurs, if you flash anyone in that dress, I won't be held responsible for my actions.
I'll make sure that I put you between my legs before I jump.
Maka whispers in reply. Sol could throttle her for the double entendre. What? There's no double entendre there. That is a single entendre at best.
Yes, yeah, straight up one entendre.
Well, no, she's not gonna fuck him when he's the actual weapon.
It's like, hey, I'll use you as a dildo. That's the only way it could be more obvious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yep.
Mako whispers in reply, Soul can throttle for that double entendre. He knows that she can sense where his thoughts are at because she smirks like the little heathen she is. Tease.
Don't worry, I'll let you between my legs for real in a little while. The function's almost over.
I hate you, Soul mutters back, cheeks slightly pink as he transforms, falling into Maka's hands as is his second nature. Their spirits are always at a low thrum of resonance, understanding pulsing steadily between them.
Sir, is this going to be on the final exam?
Yes. What is that fucking Thanos garbage? Is that a Gundam?
Yeah.
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 It's a custom Gundam kit.
Yep. Yep.
I don't like it.
It looks really bad.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the trans metal fucking Optimus Prime figure.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
From Beast Wars. Fucking go look that up, kids.
Oh, I remember watching Beast.
I also watched some BE, you know, but that's a different subject entirely. Well, anyway, Soul murmurs, Flash, Dress, fucking slit legs, here we go. Their spirits low thrums, he would do anything for her, and she would just as quickly throw her life on the line for him. It's like dancing, stepping in smooth arcs with her, the beats going 1, 2, 3, and then 1, 2, 3. In succession as they swerve and dip and move, Maka thrusts him with everything she is, and she is so much more than Soul deserves, so he will be damned if he ever lets her go. They come to a standstill with stunned silence filling the floor. Soul transforms back into a human shape to the sound of thunderous applause. He and Maka take a bow in unison. Kid manages to quiet everyone for a few minutes, finally dismissing the students for food and beverages. At this point, Maka tugs on Soul's hand and places her left hand to his chest, a warm weight against him.
Home!
Sure. Next up is Sean.
Fuck yes.
What is with all this fucking Thanos bullshit going on right now?
Endgame's happening soon.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. This week. Yeah. Next week. It's next week. It's next week.
Yeah, in less than 10 days.
Great.
People are going nuts.
So, I'm imagining Thanos is going to have a wonderful jazz number where he just snaps repeatedly and the universe just gets halved in number every time.
Nah, I can only do that once.
Fuck yes. Trailing after his Meister dutifully.
Woof.
Slash slash. The moment the door closes behind them, Maka backs Soul into one of the apartment walls and they trip over Blair's tail in the rush to kiss. The magical cat hurries out of the window with a soft mule. And Soul will feel bad about not being able to wish her a good night at work, except that his girlfriend has no patience and she's ripping all of the buttons off of his nice new waistcoat.
The waistcoat is the best coast.
All of the girls and the faculty women were staring at you tonight, Maka says, her voice a hum as she noses over Soul's throat and grinds against him.
Hot.
You look really nice and white. I should have known better. Should have let you wear that frumpy old suit you wore when we were teenagers. Soul spends a long time kissing her instead of speaking, undoing the zipper at her back in one fluid motion. Once he finally pulls away from her, satisfied at the foggy, heated look in Maka's eyes, and with her short breaths, he murmurs, "Your dress was twice as bad as what I had on. I thought all those kids were going to cream themselves looking at you on stage."
What tells you they haven't?
Ew, they're underage. That's not cool.
Oh? Maka's voice had a predatory lilt to it as she shimmies out of her dress.
Shimmy, shimmy.
Cocoa Pop, shimmy, shimmy.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
Oh, baby.
I'd rather you get it raw than having it well done with a bunch of fucking cat.
A bunch cat? Of cat. Is what happened there.
A bunch of cat.
Yes, I would rather you have it raw than well done with a bunch of cats on it. Thank you.
Meow.
Meow.
Oh, no, he made a cats up joke. We missed it.
Thank you. You missed it.
Oh, I missed
it. Because he cut.
Because he cut.
Don't cut.
Yeah.
Skin hot as she unbuckles Soul's belt and then promptly skips off to her bedroom.
La, 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 la.
Beckoning for her weapon to follow. Just the young students losing their minds then, You know how I felt, Soul admits in the murmur, falling into Maka's open arms once he's undressed, sharp teeth gingerly nipping at her bottom lip before he moves lower. He presses them into the soft skin of her throat, staying there until her moan dries out.
Damn it! I thought you said sauce and then stain. I'm like, well, she was wearing white. Now she's going to have to send it to the dry cleaner.
Yep.
Do they just look at the dress and goes, ketchup?
Ketchup. Ketchup? Ketchup. Steve-O's going to hate us.
Steve-O does hate us.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, no, this whole episode is just going to be, anytime somebody says ketchup, catsup, it's just going to be the 20-second segment of you all doing it over and over and over again. It's going to be a 3.5-hour long episode.
Yay!
Oh, sweet.
Hey, man, we've had longer episodes. It's fine.
Not in a single sitting. Okay.
Yes, maybe we have.
We've had much longer episodes.
Like the 5.5 hours we did?
Or the, like, 12-plus hours we did?
Don't forget about episode 1 of OCAD.
I like how they're trying to tell me all about the episodes that I edit and spend so much time with that I technically have Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, the problem is you're so old you can't even remember them anymore.
Logan, you'll have to speak up. I can't hear you over this shit in my ears.
Hold on, get him his hearing horn.
I forgot my ear trumpet.
My ear trumpet, I need it. Give it back.
People, booble, give it back.
What instrument are you playing in the school band? The ear trumpet.
I can't hear good.
Where's my Camel Crusher Maalox?
What? No, I don't have any cabbage crotch and twin docks.
What's that? Ketchup or catsup?
I can't quite make out the difference.
Well, you haven't made out since 1962, Grandma.
Oh, you don't know.
Why are you calling me out, you little shit?
I'll make out with that door over there every day.
In fact, some nice man came in from Pornhub and asked me if I wanted some water after my last orgasm.
I love those videos.
All right, go ahead. I'm losing my voice.
I did my best to behave. Maka fists one small hand in Sol's white hair.
Oh, she fists, huh?
Yeah.
And pulls his nose to her own with a soft look. You did well. She praises him.
Woof. I thought you were going to say you did what?
Using her other hand to reach for his dick and flick her thumb over the head of it. He's quite hard already, filled with adrenaline from the evening's actions. And Maka's touch has him sharply sucking in air.
It's gone!
There was an image here. It's gone now.
I wonder what happened.
You know I love it when your pupils blow out.
Pouf!
You look redder than usual when they do. And since it's summer, your tan's really dark. It's nice, she says. Remembering that you're really mine. My weapon. My boyfriend. Sol bucks into her and cups one of Maka's breasts. I've always been yours, he replies before he wiggles his fingers and takes in the sight of his Fleshmeister touching him languidly.
Fleshmeister?
Languidly?
Catsup?
What did you want me to do tonight, Maka? He loves the taste of her on his tongue. Loves her uncontrollably long legs curved around his shoulders as she comes and groans. Loves fingering her open wide and babbling incessantly. Loves coming inside her. Loves her in all formats. Wave, MP3.
Laserdisc, Betamax.
Even if Maka told him she was tired of sex right now, he'd be perfectly content to hold her in his arms all night and savor her body heat, playing with the long tendrils of her smocky blue hair. He's in deep, he knows.
Is he in too deep, though?
And he's trying to keep his head from going under?
Yeah. Yep.
He's affectionate underneath all of his bluster.
All of his blood!
But the only person who needs to know the depth of his nature is Maka herself. When she says, I want you to finger me for a bit before I ride you.
Oh, Sean, please, you know I'm a married man.
That never stopped you before.
No.
Steve, why don't you ever let me finger you? Is it because you're too stopped up?
Because you never asked me to watch G Gundam.
He's got a point.
Literally.
You literally what? You literally what?
Literally talked about it earlier, how we were going to all watch G Gundam without Sean.
Yeah.
Just rubbing that in the salt.
Sol knows he's going to obey to the best of his ability and give Maka exactly what she asked for.
And with that, we're gonna go away.
Aww.
Well, I mean, we still got plenty more to read.
I was getting hard.
Okay, well, let me come up there and get you a salve for it, because you shouldn't be getting hard. Guys, I gotta go away for a bit, because I gotta go work.
Yeah.
Hyrule, a wonderful and plentiful land that provides for all. All of us normal Hyruleans. None of those Gerudos know what we're about, but Hyruleans, they know what we're about. I'm Hyrule Jones. I want to tell you about my bid for president. My bid for president is going to be the greatest in the history of all Hyrulean conservatives since the king himself before he died. I want you to know that I'm for the people, provided those people are fine and upstanding and clean Hyruleans. Those dirty, dirty Gerudos who are making all of our Kuropis gay, they're not the ones that are allowed to be in my kingdom. No, sir. One of my favorite things about Hyrule is its people. It's nice, clean, non-ethnically challenged people. Those Gerudos, they sit out there in the desert and they hog all those oil resources to themselves. We need that oil for our lamps. You think that stuff runs on magic? It doesn't. That's why I'm here to say, I'll go and get that oil from those Gerudos, whether they like it or they don't like it. But don't believe me. Ask my running mate, Hyrule Trump.
Thank you, Jones. Very kind of you. I'm very glad to be a part of this place.
Do we just want to keep going until he shows up again?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I mean, he's last in the rotation.
Obviously,
Steve was first.
No, Steve will, like, put himself and Val, like, first in the rotation, which makes no fucking sense because Val just went.
No, I just went.
Wait.
No, yeah, I didn't.
You went before Sean, though, right?
Yeah, so Logan would be reading now.
Objectively, this is a stupid order.
Whatever.
It's David, you read first on the show, so go.
Okay, I'll go. Then where's the story? All right, so we're on what? Page 6?
Page 4.
Page 5.
4.
4.
4.
Maka, for her part, is entranced with everything about her partner. Sol's brows crinkle up in concentration as he slowly guides two fingers inside of her folds, reaching inside of her with the touch of a man who knows this area well and is still cautious regardless. He presses and stretches slowly, adding another finger as she squirms. And Maka loves his patience. Loves that he seeks pleasure, her pleasure, before his own, because that's the kind of person he is. Sol is a gem.
No, he's not. He's a scythe. He's not in Steven Universe.
Yeah, he's a dead scythe, but not the Gundam one.
But he's a Gundam, and Gundams are powered by Gundanium, which is a type of crystal.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Are they actually powered by Gundanium?
No.
No, it's the type of armor that they have.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
They're powered by nuclear reactors built by Anaheim Electronics.
Nuclear?
No, nuclear.
Oh, I'm sorry, knuckler.
Yeah.
Knuckler.
Knuckler doesn't chuckler.
Nope.
He only flexes muckler.
Anyway, Sol's a gem she's never stopped being grateful for. A man far better than her own father, even if he's often sloppy, cranky, and reserved.
No.
I think she means in the way that her father has been super absentee the entire time in her life.
And not...
I don't know. I honestly don't know anything about Sol Eater.
I don't want to know.
In Sol Eater, her dad was an absentee father who would chase women, and she'd be like, I'm trying to study, dad. Fuck off.
Well, actually, it seemed like he was pretty good at fucking off.
Yeah.
That's the joke. In this, he's as open as he can be with her. He communicates often, asking if she's still okay, what feels good, if he should rub her clit right away or prolong the sensation so she gets the full brunt of her orgasm. Her tongue lolls in her mouth as Sol presses close to her, snapping his wrist, and her hips instinctively arch off the mattress. That's when she knows to shift positions. Sol is desperately hard against her, and she swiftly climbs over his thighs to feel him. He is sweaty and flushed, white hair tussled across red eyes, and she loves him.
Ready?
Maka asks, and Sol hums, nodding in agreement. Long pianist hands settling over her hips in anticipation.
Wait, long pianist?
Yeah, pianist.
Edward Penis Hands.
Her hands are calloused as they searched his chest, lingering.
No, a penis should not be calloused. I'm sorry, I have to chime in here, that's bad.
That's bad, okay.
Very bad. do not slam your dick against rocks and trees to the point where it becomes calloused.
But you have to power up.
Yeah, there's only one way to level up your penis, and that's by brutally assaulting it.
Oh. I would think many fraternities would disagree with you about the way to level up your penis.
I think you are forgetting the many fraternity hazings.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The penis slashing against the tree.
Oh. You gotta slap it before you can smash it.
Steve, you need to get enlightened and have your penis get tightened.
I mean, I do that.
No, I need to get enlightened. I'm just gonna take some fucking rope lights and string it on my dick.
That way you can shoot ropes.
Fuck you.
Fucking brought it around to a joke that was done in a private chat. Hell yeah.
Logan, you weren't here. My physical therapist today told me that the reason why my muscles feel so bad is because they have some trigger points. That's why they feel all ropey.
Wait, trigger points? What?
Not why like is your... the internet triggering, like muscle triggering for soreness.
Damn, you didn't even let me get to my joke.
Whatever. Fine. That's cool.
Steve, go away and do your work.
Yeah, go get your job, you fucking cranky old man.
Go get your job, cranky old man.
Her hands are calloused as they search his chest, lingering over the long-heeled stitches before she reaches over his head and grabs a condom off the nightstand. She kisses him once on the cheek before she rolls the condom on, reaches once more for a bit of lube, and angles herself above Sol's dick.
Deeper.
EA Sports.
For a second, it sounded like you said grunk.
Grunk.
Sure.
Is that when Gritty gets crunk?
No, EA Sports. It's in the grunk.
EA Sports. It's in the grunk. Before lining him up and sinking her weight down on him, they both inhale shakily as they get used to the feeling. Sol's lips are blood red, and as he bites down on them, wheezing out Maka's name in broken spurts, fingers shaking on her hips. He's so fragile, this tall, beautiful weapon of hers, and Maka adores that. She licks her lips before setting down back on her knees, Sol almost completely out of her before she goes back down, and he howls.
You're terrible!
He murmurs mockingly once he can breathe, unable to keep a lazy smile off his face.
Slow down, Maka. I'm not going anywhere.
Maka huffs slightly.
I know. If we were at your pace every time, it'd take us all night.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with a little slow sex sometimes, huh?
Sol inquires, slowly running one hand up Maka's left side, delighting in her responding shiver.
There's no rush. No missions tomorrow. Just you, me, and this bed. We've been waiting to do this all night, so let's do it right.
Sol is so emotional, so focused on pacing and ambience and romance. What a sap, she thinks, and has half a mind to teasingly say the words, but instead she laces their hands together and nods, rocking against them with a slow roll of her hips as he rocks back against her. The sensation is fabulous. That much Maka can admit. The motions are bringing her close, and the tight heat Sol's locked in has him in as in much the same situation. Their moans are low and raspy and deep. Grunk. Sweat rolling over each other as they move. Maka murmurs that she's going to come, and Sol tells her the same. He says they should try to come together as closely as they can time it. She giggles lovingly, murmuring,
okay.
That's a hard feat to achieve.
You can do it if you try hard enough.
Yeah.
Just blast her when she's going, that's all.
Sean.
I'm last.
Well, it said Logan, David, Sean. So whose turn is that?
Logan.
So me.
Val, you go.
I'll go next.
David, you go.
I just went.
Yeah,
fuck
David,
you.
Go again.
No.
All right, we've got an idea for a voice. Moments later, their spines both straighten and Maka gasps for air at the feeling of her orgasm. Once Sol is soft inside of her, she lets him slip out and collapses on his chest, knowing that he'll sit up and get rid of the condom neatly, wiping himself down with tissues as he goes to the bathroom and grabbing a hand towel for her on his way back. They lie on the bed after they've cleaned up and just cuddle, Sol's fingers tapping a rhythm down the knobs of Maka's spine.
Should have never let you buy that dress.
Oh, God.
He says in a sleepy murmur, and she cackles.
Evil thing. didn't tell me you wouldn't wear anything underneath it.
The lace is sheer. If I'd worn anything under it, people would have seen it. Wasn't worth the trouble.
Maka toys with Sol's hair until her arms get tired, letting them go slack and drinking in Sol's heat like a sponge. It's cold in the desert once the sun goes down.
Well, guess it was worth it in the end, though. Made you all hot and bothered.
You would have jumped me in your sweatpants if you wanted to.
Oh no, I got the voices all mixed up.
No, it works, it works.
It works.
Sol deadpans, and Maka admits that he's right.
Not that it matters. You know I love you. I love everything you do.
Maka's cheeks burn hot at the words.
I know. You don't speak that, frankly, very often.
Sol grumbles.
You know me, Maka. It's hard.
I know.
She does. Sol is awkward, but he tries so hard. He cares so much underneath all his insecurities. It's endearing. They are 20.
Oh.
Okay. I feel better about the story now.
Damn.
Yeah.
No, the underage people were the freaking students.
I'm not going to say when I was in middle school, I wasn't like kind of popping like half boners.
Well, duh.
To like teachers that I liked.
All my teachers were old and wrinkly.
I had some young teachers.
I never had any attractive teachers, really.
Yeah, me neither.
I only had old female teachers. The only attractive teacher that I can think of was Mr. Bowers from ninth grade homeroom. And that's sad because the only attractive teacher I can think of is a male teacher that we had, but...
That's not sad.
No, I feel like I've missed out because everybody's like, oh, I had the hots for this teacher, and I didn't particularly have the hots for Mr. Bauer. I could just appreciate that he was a handsome man. So I never got to have a hot teacher.
Me neither.
I never got to live Van Halen's hit single, Hot for Teacher.
Oh. Posting this in the anime chat, this is apparently the worst anime opening of all time.
We have an anime chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Anime Movies TV.
Oh, yeah, that one I don't pay attention to.
Oh, this sound. Oh, my ears.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, dial up.
It looks like a Chinese knockoff.
This shit rules.
It's like a garage band from the 90s that's covering it.
We're Ghosta Busters breaking our way through to highs and lows. Oh, you'll be sorry.
No, it's an highs and lows.
All right, so most right. Animes usually blow their animation load on the opening. I wonder if the show
this is the anime that I said, there's the comment, the best anime $11.99 can produce.
Oh, this is terrible. Oh, like the subtitles are all terribly produced and a horrible diarrhea color.
Yeah.
Oh, and what is this font?
Because avocado green and freaking bright neon pink is the colors to pick.
Yeah, but the font changes every time it's a new verse. The font changes. Oh, it's so horrible. Why?
Oh,
the band is like they went to the nearest garage band and just said, hey, give us a song.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we have one here. It spent some time in the gutter, but we have one.
You can have it for free.
Dave, is this what you meant when you said you wanted to have like a anime music video night?
No. No, because if anyone brings that to an AMV night, I'm quitting right there.
Oh, no. I looked this up. Musashi Gundo is a Japanese anime television series based on an unused story by Monkey Punch, who recently passed away.
Oh, no. Monkey Punch, no.
I don't know who Monkey Punch is.
The guy who did Lupin the Third.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We all make mistakes, Steve. I mean, look at season one of OCAD.
And this is... There's a reason why this should have been unused.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to keep reading now. All right. They are 20, have been partnered for almost 8 years, and Sol...
No, there's no four.
Have... been partnered almost 8 years, and Sol can imagine no better place in the world than next to Maka. He falls asleep with her in his arms, and is pleased that he'll wake up to the sight of her snuggled up against his chest.
No up.
Snuggled against his chest. Dude! Black Star passes a milkshake to his friend before plopping down on the bench
and giving Sol a look.
When the hell are you and Maka gonna stop snipping at each other?
No, that's sniping.
Yeah.
Sniping at each other like an old married couple and actually tie the knot. Sol chokes on his spit before glaring at the blue-haired man.
The fuck, Star? Who cares? We're only 20.
A York?
Yeah, except Maka's 20 going on 70, Blackstar says.
What?
He's saying she's an old woman already.
That's rude.
And Sol is forced to grumble that he's right about that. I'm not forcing the issue or nothing. I just think it's odd. You've been together the longest out of our whole group. Liz finally grabbed Kid by the ass, which, weird, that anyone can lock lips with that guy.
Kid's pretty cool, if you can adjust to him,
Sol explains quietly. Blackstar will always be one of his best friends, but Kid is his boss, kind of. And also, he genuinely is a nice person. Death God, whatever.
I thought he wasn't interested in anyone like that, though. Told me that he was asexual.
Told me once
that he was asexual. I think Liz just gets him, and he loves that about her. Also, Liz is just a perv.
Anyways, the point is, me and Baki are living the dream. Liz has got whatever the hell she's got with Kid, and you and Maka have been the power couple of Dwoma since you were like 16. Do you not want to marry her or something?
Undone.
They don't have to marry. What's with the pressure?
Valerie.
Yeah, what are you there, Mom?
Give me some grandkids!
Give me some grandbabies! Okay.
God, the clipping.
Ow. Look, we're trying.
Steven!
No. I accidentally clicked on that anime opening again. It wasn't what Logan was doing.
But yeah, we're trying, but not right now. Right now.
Yeah, we know.
Like,
right you're now. Not trying yet at this exact second.
Exactly.
It would be a little awkward if you were.
A little? I guess it would be appropriate for the show.
I mean, it wouldn't be the weirdest thing Steve has ever taped of himself.
Yeah.
Well, are you assuming that me as an adult went back in time to videotape my own breasts?
Yes. That is exactly what we're implying. In 14 years, you will have access to a time machine, and to complete the circle of life, because you lose the archival footage somehow, you have to go back to the past.
Back in Tim.
To watch that shitty circumcision that sucked ass.
But we're so, Ghostbusters.
Yes, but we are Ghostbusters. And that's what you'll set it to, because you'll know nobody will watch it if you do that.
God, that noise hurts so much.
It's, you know what it is? It's the Japanese version of the
Crazy Bus.
No, the Sonic Spinball music that's not good.
I don't know that I ever got to a level where it had music that I didn't like.
Yeah, it was decent.
I was thinking that is the Japanese version of modem dial-up noise. That's what it is to me.
No, that's that opening that we were just watching.
Yeah, that's the Japanese dial-up noise.
Yes, thank you for getting the joke, Sean.
Ah.
Go ahead.
You guys are done explaining the jokes?
Yeah.
Okay. Sol blows
Snow White. Ketchup? Or catsup?
No, that joke is dead now. Stop.
Sol blows Snow White hair out of his eyes and stares down at his cup. It's not like that. I'd do anything that would promise my life to her. He takes a long slurp while Blackstar studies him. I just don't want to screw things up. Except her. I've got my things that I don't want to deal with, and she's got hers. It's just my luck that the top thing on their list is marriage. Blackstar seems to finally catch on. Her dad, huh? Right. You're not him. And you never were. Thank goodness. It's the whole reason she likes you. Hell, even her dad seems to have warmed up to you. It's true. Sol had previously been a grungy teenage boy that Spirit had loaded being slow close to his daughter. Nowadays, he's still got his own style, which is still a little offbeat, but Maka loves him, and Spirit is constantly begging Sol to bring him and his daughter closer again now that the hurt of the divorce is less raw for her. Wait, her dad divorced with his daughter?
Weird.
Yeah.
Sol's not sure whether the failure of her parents' marriage would be enough to stop them from cementing a future together and sharing a last name, but there is one other problem. Sol's thrown everything about his past away except for his legal name, and proposing to Maka would mean telling her everything that he's been afraid of talking about for the last 8 years.
See, you, every time somebody says Maka, I keep on thinking they've written matcha and you guys just don't know how to say the word matcha. Well, fine, I'll just insert crickets there.
Catsup.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Catsup.
Ghostbusters.
It's like the dial-up noise in Japanese.
Wait a minute, are you literally just... You normally rattle off jokes that are from previous episodes. Are you just reciting different things that you've heard said today?
No, heard said by you specifically.
But I didn't start with the catsup thing.
Oh no, that's us just doing our own funny thing.
Sean's what's known in the internet business as a funny comedy man, and we're following his lead.
I thought you were going to say he's a sponge.
No!
Why are you mean to your friends?
Not mean. He absorbs all the comedy, and then you just squeeze him a little bit, and funny stuff comes out.
Are you calling him fat?
No!
It sounds like you're calling him fat.
Why are you calling him fat?
Yeah.
Well, I am, but that's besides the point.
Sean, you are the perfect size for us. If you're any smaller... It would be disturbing how funny you are.
No. I'm going to cut the end of that sentence off. It's like, if you were any smaller, it would be disturbing.
Yeah. I thought that's where you were going with it as well.
All right. I'm done.
Good.
See, Sean has to be the way he is. Otherwise, he'll succumb to the cold winter nights in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being in the Arctic Circle will do that.
All right. Please read.
Where was I?
Don't you say it, Sean.
What, that Sonic and Tails are best friends who live in Mount Hill Village?
No. He should be ready for that. Loves Maka more than enough to trust her with the information, but he's still terrified. I don't know, Star, Sol finally says. I'll think about it, if you really think it would make her happy. Maka and Black Star have grown up together like siblings. Sol does trust his opinion on the subject, at the very least. Hell... Black Star replies, if you dick around long enough, she'll probably propose to you. That stubborn woman doesn't have the patience to wait on anything, and you should know that best of all. Thinking of how Maka had wiggled in his lap in the middle of a movie last night, and then purred of all the fucking sounds.
Meow.
Yeah.
Growl.
Honk.
Wait, no, they're Japanese. Nya.
Did you have a broken the cow says spinny thingy?
The cow says?
Ah!
No, I thought of a joke that was super funny, but it was too funny to say.
What?
You have to say it now.
Give me a second.
Better be worth it.
You broke him. Come on.
The cow says, death to the bourgeoisie.
Oh yeah, and then purred of all the fucking sounds, when she turned to look at him, Sol sputters out a laugh. True, Sol says, smiling so hard that his face hurts and all of his stupid pointy teeth flash. I guess I'd better hurry things up, huh? Damn straight. With that, the two of them knock their milkshake cups together and move on to other topics of conversation. Dash Dash. He runs into Spirit on the day he's finally decided to sit down with Maka, have some homemade chicken noodle soup after a week-long mission, and figure out where their lives are headed. The timing is either impeccable or god-awful, Sol can't really decide, when his eyes catch Spirit's fire-red hair in the grocery queue. The older weapon sees him at the same time, so Sol has no time to run. Oh yeah, I didn't skip it one. Damn! Sol, he greets, stepping out of his place in line to talk to the white-haired young men. You're not usually on this side of town. What are you doing here? And that is my part.
Who's gonna go next?
Ha!
Steve-O, you're all done with your shit now?
Yeah. I am thankfully quite done. What page am I on?
You're seven. On page 7.
Also, it is so weird to have me saying, what page am I on?
Yeah.
It gives me life.
Currently, trying hard not to think of Maka wrinkling her nose at him in the same exactly way as her father. Unfortunately, Spirit Albarn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a weird name. That's totally a fake name right there. Is not nearly as cute when he does it. Had to get a couple things at the store that were a little more upscale than ours. Besides, what do you mean, this side of town? You live 3 blocks away from us. He remembers.
3 blocks is not a huge difference. I lived, like, less than a block away from Main Street, and I lived on the dirt road.
Also, you live in the middle of bumfuck Canada, so...
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, if you go down to Baltimore, you go 3 blocks, you can go from, like, upscale stuff on the waterfront to an Utz chip store stand that sells guns.
I thought they also sold drugs, or was it just the guns for that one?
No, it was just guns.
Okay.
I mean, where don't they sell guns in America?
Well, and it's more so, where don't they sell guns in Baltimore? And that is the question for the ages. He remembers, unpleasantly enough, that Spirit had stopped by the apartment 2 inopportune times, and Maka had been blisteringly frustrated by both visits. The second time, she had nearly ripped her father's hair out, warning him to call ahead, and he'd taken the hint. Spirit now knows that Soul, whom he had once treated as public enemy number one, is officially sleeping with his daughter.
Dun, dun.
It's not particularly pleasant knowledge for either of them to deal with. Soul should probably stop scowling and work on making a better impression of himself, but it's difficult. Maka's standoffish handling of her father is infectious. I just needed to go on a walk. Let me try that line again.
Why?
Well, Val, I just needed to go on a walk because it helps the poop to come out. Smell some fresh air.
Uh-huh.
Get away from
both
the...
Both Steve-O and Laza had to go eat poop.
Mm-hmm.
After scanning him for a minute, see blue eyes piercing Soul's red ones, he squares his shoulders. Come walk with me for a bit after we check out. It's not a request. Soul sighs, agrees, and texts his Meister that he will be home late. Maka sends him a sad face in a text, and he's moments away from telling Spirit that the walk is off, but the older man looks more weary than Soul has seen him look in ages.
Wait, so Soul's gonna get spirited away?
Hold on, let me move you over to the boo box.
Fuck you. Best hero's gone. God damn it. No, I definitely don't want to watch G Gundam with you guys.
Hey, Sean, you want to go watch G Gundam?
No!
All right, so you say you don't want to go watch G Gundam,
Sean, do you want to go watch Gundam Wing Endless Duel?
What? That's a video game, you stupid.
Yeah, do you want to go watch a Let's Play?
No, nobody wants to watch that stupid game where it's like got one good sound and that's it.
It has 2 good songs.
Yeah.
And then one of them was covered by Dark Sword.
Though I will say that the sound chip version of the Vulcans firing, the is really good sounding.
Yes.
Then let me ask again. Sean, do you want to go watch Voltron with me?
No.
Well, Voltron is pretty dope.
Yeah, new Voltron is really good.
No. Yeah.
So was the no for the dope or was the no for the watching?
The no was for the watch. Oh, God damn it.
Guys, stop sneezing.
Get.
This soup talk.
Thank you for getting it.
This talk is way overdue. Saul's planned discussion with Maka will have to take a rain check. /. You love my daughter. The statement hangs in the air as Soul sits on the park bench watching people pet their dogs and chat as the lamps flicker on.
I want to pet puppers too.
You can.
Well, I only have one pupper. I want to pet more puppers.
Well, we're going to be going to meet like 5 over this weekend, so...
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
Their grocery bags sit on the sidewalk by their feet.
Yes.
As long as the conversation remains this businesslike, Soul will be able to keep a leash on his emotions.
Woof.
And his puppy.
Woof. Leash. Woof.
Yes, I get it now. Woof. Ha ha. Most days his relaxed... Most days his relaxed aura isn't a facade. He truly...
Cats up.
He truly has grown into an even-tempered young man who knows the difference between ketchup and catsup, and the things that bother him are far outweighed by the things that don't.
Honestly, if a man knows the difference between ketchup and catsup, he's a keeper.
Yeah. That is exactly why Val decided to marry me. She's like, you know the difference between ketchup and catsup? Oh my gosh, you're 1 in a million.
No, that's not why. It's because we don't buy any.
But I do know the difference between ketchup and catsup.
Oh, really now?
Yes, I can tell by taste, just like I can tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi, and why I won the Pepsi challenge in 2000.
I can tell the difference between butter and I can't believe it's not butter.
No, you can't!
Yes, I can.
Yes, he can!
David, that's impossible. Nobody can. They can't believe it's not butter.
I can.
Wow, you have the most powerful superpower I have ever heard.
I'm like that one chick from Food Wars, man. God tongue.
You're more like Goddard tongue.
Oh.
From fucking Jimmy Neutron? What?
I've never watched that show.
It's...
Doesn't hold up well?
It's okay.
It's a good show. It's got great episodes. Like the one where they shot sunblock into the sun and it made it winter permanently.
Because that's how that works.
Wait a minute. That's a brilliant idea. I need to go start a GoFundMe. He truly has grown into an even-tempered young man, and the things that bother him are far outweighed by the things that don't. Maka's loving smile and quiet acceptance of him helps a lot. Spirit's eyes lock onto Soul's, and the younger weapon sighs. Look, why are we here? If this is about stating the obvious and getting the whole don't break my daughter's heart talk over with, go ahead. I want to go home.
No, it's don't break my daughter's vagina.
Mm. Also, I want to go home to my home planet. I miss my home planet.
No, you don't get to.
His soul's cranky because his plans for the evening have been disrupted. He thinks he's entitled to a little whining. She'd break your heart before you broke hers, Spirit says, and Soul silently admits that he's about right that. He's right about that. Right about now.
Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now.
Funk Soul Brother.
Check him out now. Soul Funk Brother.
I know
brother.
You love her. You'd never hurt her. You've
Chimichanga
almost...
Yao.
Chumbawamba, yeah.
Oh, dude, you can't invoke the holy name of Chumbawamba.
You've almost died for her 100 times. So these people are weapons, yes?
Yes.
All right, so it's just like a sword and a scythe sitting on a park bench talking at each other.
No, they're two humans that turn into weapons.
I like my version better. I'll do it 100 more, too, Soul says quietly. Catch up.
Catch up. Matt is apparently hard for you.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that are hard for me, mostly pooping right now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's fatalist of him, but who cares? His death is the least of his problems, as long as Maka stays alive and happy and warm. He'd sooner break both of his legs than make her miserable.
Jeez.
Hell, he feels bad when they have their bad bouts of fighting and they don't talk for a day or two.
Does anyone have a good bout of fighting?
I mean, if you're in the WWE.
Well, you could have bad ones too, but yeah.
One of the only excusable places to have a good round of fighting, or like in a Street Fighter tournament or something.
Oh.
Huh?
That reminds me, today I taught someone about Mayor Haggard. They didn't know about him. I'm very happy I was able to.
That is a national tragedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Soul wouldn't be able to do anything that would put him in Maka's bad books. She's everything to me. Who's up next?
I think it's me now.
You or David, whichever.
Let's do...
Didn't David already go?
What about what?
David, did you already get your second read in?
Yeah, I already got a second read.
All right, Sean, did you?
No.
All right, so Sean, you go.
In his heart of hearts, he'll never truly understand Spirit's sense of love in regards to his ex-wife. Thinking of pairing with another technician makes Soul want to throw up.
But
cheating is completely out of the question. Right, Spirit says, the word coming out in a low exhale. Right. His eyes flick up to the sky for a moment before he speaks again. But you don't want to marry her? Soul is momentarily floored. The fuck?
He's four on the floor.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. He blurts out the words before he can stop himself, muttering under his breath before finally saying, "What gave you that stupid idea?" He also wonders why everybody suddenly seems so curious about why he hasn't up and married Maka yet.
That's because they can then go to the next question, which is, when are you gonna have fucking babies?
They're only 20, for hell's sake. You're scared of something, Soul. I'm her father, and I'm a screw-up. But I see the way she looks at you. You're a good man.
I mean, I got married at 23. I think that was fine. Like,
yeah.
I mean, some people just want to wait a little bit longer.
That's fine.
Like, and that's all right.
And some people want to see the world burn.
Don't let people dictate when you pump out them grandkids. Just pump out those grandkids.
if you're capable.
No. No matter what, you pump out them grandkids.
David, when are you going to pump out a grandkid?
I already have. It's called the video game I'm creating called Grand Kid. Uh-huh. It's a story about a kid who has to fight for the freedom of his kingdom, the Great Jankin Kingdom. And he has to keep going and fighting, playing paper, rock, scissors with all of these crazy, strange enemies. And it's made by Sega.
Of course.
Nobody gets that reference.
Wait, did you steal the plot to Wagon World?
No, but you're not close. I did steal the plot from a video game.
Yes, I figured.
What are we stealing things from now?
Video games.
You're a good man, and if you want to marry my daughter, I trust you to take care of her. The words are phenomenally jarring, coming from someone so selfishly protective of his child that he usually snap and snarl at any male looking Maka's way.
Speaking of snapping and snarling, I have good news. I just pooped for the fourth time today.
Perhaps.
Yay.
Damn. I don't even poop that much.
Yeah, I mean, polyethyl glycol will do that.
Where am I? I just want to know what's holding you back.
Poop. I knew someone was going to fucking say it.
Yeah. If it's because of my past with her mother, I'll talk to her. She hasn't turned you down, has she? This is, hands down, the most absurd conversation of my life, Sol says, with the full realization that he battled widespread insanity on both the Earth and the Moon. No, God, fuck. She hasn't turned me down. I haven't even asked. After he pouts for a moment, folding his arms over his chest, he finally admits, it's a long story. To tell you the truth, I was going to tell her about everything tonight before I ran into you. It's not exactly something I tell you, Spirit. No offense.
So the story isn't necessarily bad. It's just bland.
Yeah.
Well, it was going somewhere with the sex and everything, but now it's just...
I mean, we got to have some plot.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess being immersed in the whole no plot, just porn thing is... Maybe I'm a little spoiled.
You are spoiled.
Yeah.
Spoiled with all that shit inside you.
Fuck off. Fucking catsup enema.
Please don't do that.
You should definitely not give yourself a catsup enema. Definitely go with ketchup.
Yeah.
It's smoother and sweeter.
It is sweeter.
Nobody...
None taken. Spirit looks relieved at the admission, which helps Soul relax his shoulders. Either way, I wish you the best. I still don't like you, by the way.
Well, I mean, that's because we keep making fun of you and you refuse to watch G Gundam with us now.
I was going to, and then you guys were like, no, it sounds like you don't want to watch G Gundam with us. I'm like, well, no,
you don't. You literally said you don't want to watch it with us.
I was wanting to earlier, and then you guys were like, that. No.
I'm Sean. I'm the most handsomest of us. I still don't want to watch G Gundam, bro. I'm too busy drowning in Boone.
That entire sentence is completely false.
Wait, you're drowning in dicks?
No.
Wait,
no,
even the part where you're Sean?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. It's true that I no longer want to watch G Gundam with you guys.
Yeah, you are now mean scene.
No, not mean scene. He's the worst.
This is what Sean turns into when he's mean to us. He turns into mean scene.
His power level is just growing and growing.
No, that's his dick.
Oh. Oh no, it's the last two episodes of Pee Poo Doo all over again. His dick is 900 times his length.
I'm a barnacle now?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to break this one to you, Steve-O, but I don't think everyone at the party liked Pee Poo Doo.
I'm pretty sure there were a few people who were uncomfortable, but you know what?
I am, in fact, quite certain that almost everyone in that room besides you was uncomfortable.
No, I would say half.
Yeah, my parties are great.
Shows us weird fucking... hentai on his TV.
That's not a hentai!
In many places, weird hentai games.
Wait, you got weird hentai? Steve, why are you holding out, bro?
How is it not a hentai? It's literally animated porn.
It's not Japanese.
What are we talking about?
If that's not hentai, Japanese. Does Happy Tree Friends count as hentai?
Hold up.
Happy Tree Friends don't have their cock out literally all the episode.
Are we talking about doo-doo pee-doo?
No.
Poopy-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee
right, it's straight up porn.
Even though you never watched it?
I am the authority on these kinds of things. That's just straight porn.
How dare you betray me, David?
Steve?
You were my brother.
I am a man of science, and I have the high ground.
Anakin, don't do it. Don't try it, Anakin.
I have the moral high ground, Steve.
Don't worry, feelings mutual, Soul replies. I just hate you a little bit less than the other losers that buzz around my baby girl. Clear? Crystal.
What if these are the thoughts of the people that I made watch Peepoo-Doo?
Hey, Peepoo-Doo is good.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, it is.
It's porn, but it's good.
I wouldn't say that.
No, it's good.
It is good. Yeah.
It was just weird and creepy.
French. And French.
It is French, yes.
Yeah.
You know what's good and also French? Fucking Wakfu.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's dope.
Awesome show.
Also, Totally Spies.
What? Yeah, I guess. Totally Spies is okay.
Miraculous Ladybug.
Totally Spies opens up the door for a lot of fetishes if you watch that show.
Yep.
I've never watched it, but now I'm curious.
Like, any kind of weird anime kink you can think of is fucking on display in Totally Spies.
Speaking of anime kink, David, check the Not Safe for Work porn chat. And, yeah, that is quite an image to have as the first image for your eBay posting.
Hold on, let me scroll down because I haven't checked it in a month.
Oh, wow.
Ah, yes, Rhea's Grimoire for High School DxD.
Are the nipples light up?
No, it's a soft chest, Steve. You can squish her boobs.
Boobs.
That's what a soft chest means. See, Steve,
yes.
I know you're not a connoisseur like I am of high-quality anime porn figures, but you could at least try.
I don't know that this is particularly high quality considering it is $26.
No, this thing fucking blows, dude. It says buy two, get one 5% off, so...
5% off! Oh, what a steal!
I know, right? We're gonna bankrupt Japan.
They're gonna take one of the wings off.
It looks like a prize figure, and prize figures are bad.
It's made out of the same material that they make, like, in quotes, real cocks out of.
Real cocks?
The real cock feeling.
You know what?
What?
You know what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
What is this real cock feeling?
There you go, Dave. There's an anime figure that's $2,000.
Well, it's a one-half scale. It's literally...
It's massive.
Up to your waist.
Yeah.
Oh, cyber skin is what they call it, or flex skin.
Ooh, $84 for 24 months? That's affordable. I don't think my wife would want me to have that.
No, I don't think so either.
In fact, I don't think I want me to have that, though.
That dough?
That dough.
I wonder how much that Mirana figure I own is going for these days.
It was, what, $400 when it came out?
$475 plus shipping plus tax.
Let's see here. Mirana Dota 2. $449 is what it's currently listed at, which is not terrible, honestly. It's still at value.
Yeah.
No, it's Nindo.
Sean, you can read while they look it up.
Crystal. I kind of
want that figure, I'll be honest.
What, the Mirana statue?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's just fucking nice, dude.
I want it. Why you gotta do this to me, Logan?
It's my crown jewel.
I mean, I have that Titanfall figure that's 18 inches tall, so yeah, it is. It's pretty
nice.
That
thing is nice, too. I like that thing.
Guys, save it for the opening of a Naked Opinions.
No, we're comparing dicks right now.
Steve, this is now Naked Opinions. Logan's dick is impressive. Mine is impressive.
Okay, can
you
give
me
five paragraphs?
We live in harmony because, okay,
so... Five paragraphs.
Let me describe you Logan's dick. In this essay, I intend to tell you, the listener, how good Logan's penis is in a both physical and metaphor...
Metaphor...
You are made of bitch, you know that?
All right, okay.
To be fair, Dave, I put you in the boot box.
You know what? You are made of box, Logan.
I am made of box.
You are made of box, I hope you know it.
Okay. Crystal, the white-haired weapon mutters, gathering up his groceries. Great talk. See you later, old man. Tell Maka to let me walk her down the aisle when she says yes. Soul rolls his eyes and pointedly ignores the redhead as he makes his way home. / It takes 2 more months for Soul to gather up the courage to try and talk to his Meister again, and his brain kicks into gear to do so at the weirdest time. Maka's wound up after a long day of traveling.
Just shouts it into her fucking vagina.
And Soul offers to wash her back in the bathtub at the hotel. The place is opulent, Under Kid's administration, the technicians that answer directly to him are treated amazingly well. The school's revenue has increased since he's taken over. The two of them kind of mess around on the way into the tub. Sol tweaks her nipples, and Mako wiggles her small, toned butt against him as they settle into the hot water. But mostly, the evening is just nice and relaxing. And we're done.
All right, now naked opinions time. Starting with Logan, what are your ideal hot dog condiments?
Mustard and like onion relish and nothing else.
Sean.
Cheese and ketchup, but not catsup.
Val. Val?
Val's muted.
Steve, can you buy me this book?
What book? I'm still looking at Not Safe for Work.
That book seems to be a little bit on the nose.
David, based on looking at this book title, can you now tell me your ideal condiments of a hot dog? Not cum.
Why, you don't want David to be a casualty of cum?
No, I don't. David? David?
No, David? David's just taking the Val way out of not having to answer this question. Val's back! You have to answer the question now, Val!
Are you a
cat? What question? I had to take the dog out.
Question number one, are you a casualty of cum?
Are you a cat food?
If I'm a cat food?
What are your ideal condiments for hot dogs?
I don't know. Is pregnancy an affliction that you would consider a casualty?
I thought you were going to say, is pregnancy a condiment for a hot dog?
Well, according to the top 25 placenta recipes.
I am not interested in having raw placenta on my freaking... Yeah, no. Condiments. I like...
Fresh placenta hot dogs.
No. I like onions, cheese, sometimes ketchup.
Or catsup.
It depends. I don't know. Usually I just stuff it with raw onions and caramelized onions, and I'm happy with it. What was the second question?
Are you a casualty of cum?
I guess.
And then I asked, does pregnancy count as a casualty? If so, no, not yet.
Well, not yet. And then I guess I am a casualty of cum because I was given birth to and I had to be formed. That way?
My cat just killed the recording. Mike is out. Okay, what do you mean Mike is out? Is the Mike now a fallen soldier?
Is the Mike a casualty of cum?
Or is it a casualty of society?
You fucking made a bastard.
Please describe for me using your touch tone.
Please describe to me using your touchstone telephone what happened to your mic.
Beep, beep,
no,
pound sign.
Pun sign.
No, no, it said pun sign.
Yep, pun. Pun
sign. So the question is then, do I need to get you another microphone? The silence while we wait.
He's a pulse phone.
No, I need to restart. Okay, well, as long as we still have it.
Yeah, as long as it's not broken.
I think we should still have it. So let me go through the Patreon list then. thank you very much to our patrons, especially our casualties of cum. Which is the next Patreon level.
That's the new secret tier.
It's not secret, though. It's going to be public when we do it.
Well, it's a secret for when it's going to be public.
It's a secret for now.
Good tier, says David.
Please vote with your touch-tone telephones whether or not you want casualty of cum to be the next tier. Advent Dawn, Afrohawk, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Cameron Leaf Mueller, Dylan Barber, Disgust, Disdon Place, Epidel, Evan Balmel, Kingdom Farts is how you get pink eye over the internet. Also, like David says, good tier, $50 pledge, beep.
Beep.
Oh, followed by, "Look, Steve, listen, Steve, you gotta understand, Steve." Matthew Wayne Jordan, Michael Fouch, Miri, Pope Sloth XVII, Richard Pryor, Sarah for the win, Snap Me Gecko Daddy. Shit. Steve-O, read Time Cube.
Eventually, yes.
The Waffle and Wage.
We will read Time Cube for all the casualties of Cum.
Oh my god. Ow. That was painful. I can't even recall how many times catsup was said during the episode, but I'm going to have to edit so many of it out now.
No!
No!
You gotta double them!
Yeah, no. Have it just be catsup. Catsup.
Catsup.
Catsup. Catsup. No. Catsup? There's no positive inflection. It's just catsup. Catsup. Catsup.
Catsup.
Catsup.
Catsup. Catsup. Catsup.
Can I be done? Can this just be over now?
No. Never.
Somebody edit that gift so it says catsup and catsup.
Well, catsup is the time-tested currency, though.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Apollo Duck by Will Rock. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.